Thank you. Oops. Okay, maybe it's better like that. So thank you, Eleni, for the kind presentation, and also thanks to the organizer of this conference for inviting me today to give this presentation. It's a great pleasure to be here with all of you. So as just mentioned, I will present briefly what the DICE project is about, which is data infrastructure for EOSC. The DICE project was funded from the European Commission under the Infra EOSC 07 call of 2020 with the others project that will be presented just after me. So we are a group of five projects have been funded in the same call, and DICE is particularly addressing the provisioning of data management services and resources associated to those services. The project started early 2021, so we are, let's say, 1 year to the end of our project. Quick look at the consortium, just to highlight that as the main objective of DICE is to offer services and resources, the majority of our consortium is service providers all across Europe, and we have also some communities that are, say, primary user and exploring some integration of the services to be then offered to other communities outside of DICE. And we have, in particular, UDET, as most of our service offering is coming from the UDET collaborative data infrastructure. So, as I just said, so our main objective is to enable storage and data management to EOSC researchers. To offer generic services to store, find, and access data. We have also some activities related to improvement and enhancement of our set of services by adding features to better support sensitive data, long-term preservation, and a connection with computing resources. Thanks to the ESI funding, all the related resources behind the services are obviously offered free at the point of use at all the European researchers. So if we look at the generic research data life cycle, basically the DICE service offering covers all the parts, blocks related to, as I mentioned, storing, publishing, preserving the data. We do not cover anything related to data analysis and processing, which is covered by other projects. If we look at the pyramid of data, so at the bottom we have the hardware, so the compute resources or the bare metal storage resources, and then we go up to the public data. The DICE services covers all the central part of the pyramid, and we have different category of services. We have personal and project workspace, which is meant for the storage and sharing of data across peer during the active stage of the data, so while the data are still being produced and processed. Then we have data archive, which is midterm storage for non-active data. Then on top of this, we have what we call policy-based data archive, which means that is as the previous one, so storage services, but with some additional features, so you can create data management policy, replication across site, and other features. Then we have data repository, which are meant to share data once they are not active anymore, so they are stable, they are finalized, outcome of the research, and you are ready to publish this and share it with the wider community. And then we have data discovery services and services to assign to the objects like persistent identifiers and that kind of. So in total, we have, I would say, a class of around 14, 15 services offered through DICE. So I will not present all of them because it would be boring and too time consuming for today. So I will just say a few words on a few of them. So the first one is Speedrop, which is basically in the category of personal project. Workspace is a sync and share service, a storage service. It can be accessed either via API or with desktop client or via the web. It has the possibility to share a specific file with specific colleagues or peers or group of people, but they are still private. And there is the possibility to set dedicated quota storage for the users or the community and to enable some additional features for community and social engagement. So this can be used by single researcher or scientist just logging into the service and make use of it to upload their data, but also by data manager or communities and organization who want their own space to share the data. So it's quite easy to use, and obviously the additional feature is that it is possible also to request to the providers dedicated or branded instances. So instead of using the central B2Drop service, specific B2Drop instances can be created for a specific community or institution that would like to have their own one. Another service is B2Save, that is an abstraction layer over to storage. It allows archiving and preservation on the long term. It brings data closer to HPC resources. And as I mentioned before, it supports the creation of data management policies. So we have data management policies in place, like registration of persistent identifiers or replication across sites, or integrity checks, et cetera, but also specific community policy can be implemented to support specific needs of community or users. This service is more addressing not the single researchers, but community data manager or organizations. And it has the advantage of good performance in replication of the file across size, and also it allows long-term preservation of data. On top of that, we have B2Share. As I mentioned, this is the service to really publish data set once they are finalized after a research effort. Each data set is accompanied by a set of metadata that allows to provide some additional information on the data set. We have a core metadata schema, but additional addition to this, extension to this metadata schema can be requested for specific community or domain-related topics. For each data set, there is a DOI assigned, and for each object, there is a persistent identifier automatically assigned so that it can be cited in publication and so on. Supports versioning, is harvested also by the OpenAIR Explorer, and is accessible as the other services, either with a web interface or with API. Also in this case, single researcher can just make use of it, log in into the service and just upload their data, fill in the metadata, annotate the service, and publish it. But we can also create community spaces, as I mentioned, dedicated metadata extension for communities or data managers. So as I said, also in this case, as for B2Drop, also dedicated or branded instances can be created for specific communities or specific scientific domains. On top of that, we have B2Find, which is our metadata indexing service and discovery portal. Not only it harvests the B2Share data, but also other communities and repositories that have been aggregated to the service. So it allows to easily search for specific data set. There is global overview, but also some faceted searches that allows quickly to find data. This obviously is for the use of the search feature is addressing any researchers or scientists, but obviously for the aggregation of community-specific repositories more related, addressing data managers for specific communities. Then we have B2Handle. B2Handle is a distributed service for storing, managing, and assessing persistent identifiers. So communities can ask to obtain a prefix, and also the user providers can also host the persistent identifier that are created associated to this prefix. It is a reliable service because it has a system of mirroring across providers so that the information are not lost. It can be accessed also via API, and it has identifiers are globally resolvable through the global handle network. This obviously is a service more for interest for data manager of communities or specific institution. As I said, we have a lot of other services, but just three maybe important categories is we have also in DICE the data site DOI registration, which is offered by data site itself. We have different kind of storage services offline with different kind of interface to object storage, and also some service for sensitive data storage. And we have a set of operational services, which I'm not going to describe for the sake of time, but we have quite some operational tools that can be also be used. So just to mention that, as you might have understood from what I said for all the services, I never mentioned a specific domain or communities because these services have been designed and implemented to be horizontal, so to serve potentially any scientific community. We are already serving around 15 different scientific domains from 19 different European countries. Majority of our users are for arts and environmental science, but we have also physics, computational chemistry, biology, and computer science. We have, as I mentioned, quite a huge amount of resources connected to each of these services. So we can provide, serve quite a good number of community and researchers around Europe. And just to mention that, together with the capacity and the service, there is also support from our technical team to help with specific problems or requests. Just to mention that I presented each service by itself because each of them can be used by itself, but they also can be used in a combined way or with one with another. This is just one example from one of our community, which is the Combiomed, which is in Biomedical Science Center of Excellence. So they use B2Safe to store data in proximity to where they execute the calculation and the simulation, and they replicate the data across sites. Then they assign with B2Handle the persistent identifiers to the object, and then they publish them with B2Share when the data is finalized. So this is just one example. Now, different blocks that I presented before can be used together by a community. All services can be requested anytime, so we don't have specific calls for user or applicants. So anytime, any user can just drop in a request. All the services are available in the USC marketplace and catalog, but also into the UDET website and through all our channels. And that, I think, was my overview.
Thank you very much.